Hello.
Hi, good evening, sir. My name is Carlos from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the job that Wes Moore is doing as governor?
So-so.
So what approve or somewhat disapprove?
Yes.
Somewhat approve? Should I record that as your answer?
That'd be fine.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president? Strongly approve, somewhat
strongly approve.
Strongly approve, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And overall, sir, do you say that things in the county are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction? And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
Things in the country?
Yes, sir.
Moving in the wrong direction.
The wrong direction. Thank you. Now, moving on. Sir, if the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump.
Thank you. And for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Trump.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration out of a southern border? Strongly approve or?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy in the country?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policies?
Very strongly disapproves.
Strongly disapprove. Now, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Now, will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No.
I strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Strongly opposed that. That was the option. Now, sir, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, like rail and MARC trains?
Improving infrastructure, roads and bridges.
And bridges and okay. And currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Now, do you agree or disagree? It should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm.
Misdemeanor.
Okay. So, I strongly disagree with that, or you somewhat disagree that it should
strongly
be
disagree.
A felony? I strongly disagree. Thank you, sir. Now, will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in death? Will you strongly support that?
Yes, I would.
Strongly support?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during the pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, sir, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm not sure I understand what the question is.
Okay, let me read it once again. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortion, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
Strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
And under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or a violent assault cannot be arrested. Now, the question is, do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
Favor changing it.
So I strongly favor that or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you favor oral pills using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for a free health care for people who enter this country illegally? I strongly oppose.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly? Occasionally? Only when the jackpot is big or never?
Never.
Never. Thank you. Now, moving on. How much of a problem do you think the credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not too much of a problem or not a problem at all?
It's a problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. It is a way to increase state revenue. Do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Run that by me again. I'm sorry.
No problem. Appreciate your patience. Believe me. It is a way to increase state revenue. Now, the question is, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Will you strongly support that? Somewhat support? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And moving on, should a Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to a strike?
No.
Okay, strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, and do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of a medical aid and dying to get prescription medication that may take the past peacefully and their sleep? Yes or no? I know it's a loaded question. But
you're right. That's a loaded question.
Yeah,
no,
if you had no opinion, we can move on, sir. You know, it's more
no opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, I do appreciate your patience. Now, if you have an incurable terminal illness, and believe me, sir, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. This is just a study. But if you have an incurable terminal illness, you still have a sound mind and less than 6 months to live, and you meet the legal requirements, would you want the option of a medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. And abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Illegal in most.
In most cases. And moving on. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Now, do you consider yourself having a disability? Yes or no, sir?
No.
In Maryland, tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages on tips. Now, do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Strongly favor that? Somewhat favor?
No.
Somewhat oppose? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly opposed. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. And which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat or a Republican? Or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, African American, or other?
White.
And what is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Protestant.
Thank you, sir. And moving on, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.